next parak. Nun Beis on the Beis. Kates and Ma'abrinus Orim. This parak deals with a Ruvei Tchumim, how you calculate them. So how do you create an Ibur of a city? The Gemara will discuss what exactly Ibur is. Bayis Nichnos, Bayis Yotzei, of a city that is not a perfect square, but there are houses that jut in and jut out. So the question is, where to count the end of the city, that from there you count the 2,000 amas. So you don't count it from each individual house, you square off the city. Pagum Nichnos, Pagum Yotzei, Rashi, Ketzen Ma'abrim, Farish Bigmara, Lashon Isha Ubra, like a pregnant woman, the city sticks out in one area and not in another area. The Snam the Kamon, Hanosne Ruvo be Ibura Shalir. Alma Yesh Ibur Leir. There's a portion of the city that's extended from the city. Now, besides Ibura Shalir, meaning what we're saying now, that when you have a city and it ends on one end with a house sticking out, and then farther down there's a house that doesn't stick out there, there's another concept of adding a karfeit to a city. That's called Ibura Shalir, separate idea, that every city has an extension of 70 amas plus a little bit more as an extension to the city after the last house. After you've squared it off, you add another 70 amas. There's a machlokas later on, I'm only mentioning it because we'll see it's nogeh to the Gemara. There's a machlokas later on whether this halach applies to any one city, a single city. You don't start counting the 2,000 amas till 70 amas plus after the city ends. That's called Ibura Shalir. Or it only applies when you have two cities right next to each other and they're within 141 amas of each other. Each one you add a 70 amas. And then they overlap, then they're considered like one city. But for one city alone, you don't add this thing. It's machlokas later on. Whether, what's it called, Mosifin, Karfe, for Ibur, Le'ir, for one individual city. So that's a separate idea of Ibur, Le'ir. But here we're talking, Ma'abrinus Le'ir means that a city that extends in certain places farther than in other places, so you square off the city. Bayis Nichnas, Bayis Yotzei, O pogum nichnas u pogum yotzei, o hayu gedudios, motzin hamida kenegdan, klomar, kishabolet zayin simen tchum ha'ir. When you want to mark where the tchum of the city, where you start counting the 2,000 amas, u ba limdor alpayim chutzalo, you want to start counting 2,000 amas outside the city to be the end of the tchum, so you have to know where to start counting, to start measuring. Im ha'ave mechitzas ashur igr, if the city has a what's it called, a wall that's not straight, elabatim smuchin umechuborim, it's not a regular wall. The wall is made up by the houses. The houses form the periphery of the city. So v'yesh bayis nichnas l'tocha ir yosem michadero. Some houses jut out more and some don't. V'nires k'nisaso piguma v'bachutz, and it looks pogum. It looks what's it called, blemished. Cut off. The yesh bayis bolet v'yotzei lechutz yosher michadero. One house juts out, the other one doesn't. O pogum nichnas, o pogum yotzei, shehoi se'ir mukefes choma, v'yesh migdolim agulim boltim b'choma, pamim sheboltim bifnin, pamim sheboltim b'chutz. Or you have a wall, but the wall has turrets, I think that's what they're called, in the wall. There's round things. Some of them extend into the city, and some extend out. So the wall is not straight. It juts out, and then it juts in again. That's called the pogum. Okay, so you have a house jutting out, or one of these turrets jutting out. Or there are dilapidated houses, abandoned, desolate houses that were destroyed, walls left up. The yeshna b'sof shivim amos v'shirayim le'ir can refer to come on, and they're within 70 amos plus a fraction of an amma in the city. If they jut out and there's a space between them and the city of more than 70 amos, they're not counted as part of the city. But if they're within 70 amas of the city, then what's it called? Then that part is considered part of the city, and you square the tumim out on that part, and you look at the other parts that they're filled in.
Okay.
The gisharim lefashos sheish ben beis dira, or Rashi says gisharim on the fashos ke ein shosim ala kever, or like we would call today an ohel. You have a mausoleum, or a whatever, where they used to have a place where the shomer hakvarim would sleep. So it's a little beis dira in the cemetery. So you have a cemetery. Cemetery is usually built on the periphery of the city. So you have a cemetery with an ohel that juts out. That also is considered enough to extend the city. Motzinas hamida kenegda. You pull the measure out, extend it towards them. V'osin osa kamin tavla murbas. And you square off the whole city. Kadeshia niskar es hazavios. And then you square it off. You don't make the city a circle. In order, this way you gain the hypotenuse of the corners. Rashi, motzinas amida kenegdam in blitos halalu etzel keren mizrachis svonis. If these extensions are, let's say, by the northeastern corner of the city, roin kilu yesh blita cheres kenegdam be keren mizrachis svonis, and the rest is empty. On the north, this is on the north east side. So opposite that, on the southeast side, there's no houses jutting out. It's empty land. So if you draw the line straight, the city would go on an angle. You don't draw it on an angle. You draw it straight. So you connect the northeast corner with the southeast corner as if there were houses in the southeast corner too that jutted out as much as the one on the northeast corner. And that line becomes the line that's considered the end of the city, and from there, right, you measure 2,000 amas more. There you square off the side. The lo yehekan kotzer v'kanorach. You don't have one side long and one side short. All of it is made equal. And you measure the tchumim, or you make the tchumim of the city as if it's square, kadeshi alpayim litzdadim kibemtza, in order that the 2,000 amas that you measure from the end of the city should be consistent from any direction, from any part of the end of the city. Because if you made it a circle, the tchumim, then in the middle, where the diameter is, it would be 2,000 amas. But anything above the diameter or below the diameter would be less than 2,000 amas. The lo agulim, because if you made the tchum in a circular way, 2,000 amas in a circle around the city, then it wouldn't be 2,000 amas consistently. We're talking about a city that's square. It's exactly 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, the city itself. Then the tchumim are also square. In other words, when you add 2,000 amas to every direction, you get another square. A bigger square with that little square inside. Then Einam Rubas, if the city is not square, Kigon Shi Yisair Alpayim L'Orka O'Pchusa Me Alpayim, if it's in a rectangle, it's not a square, it's not 2,000 by 2,000, Lohavim Rubayim, right, then the Tchumim are not a square, because they extend 2,000 amas more than the 5,000 amas of the city on one side, so it's 7,000 amas on this side, and 2,000 amas on the 4,000 amas of the other dimension of the city. It's only, 6,000 amas. So it's a rectangle of the tchumim come out, a rectangle of 7,000 by 6,000, not a square. So merubayim lav dafka she'ork and karachban. Here the word merubayim doesn't mean mamash a square. Usually a ribua is a square. But here it means a rectangle. Shari Rechavim Lamida Sa'iri, Im Ketanim Gedolim, V'arkan Alpayim, Elam Rubayim Diktani Lamu'ute Agulim, Kadeshia Niskeres Hazavios. It only comes to me not a circle. Right? In other words, you have corners. It's a rectangle. It's not Dafka square. Okay. Yesharim, just to what these things are, the Miri explains, a bridge is a covered bridge, right, where there is place for a tax collector to live, like a little toll booth inside the bridge. So that also extends the city. Okay. Pagum, we said, Rashi says that it's a turret. The Rambam says that it's a destroyed house, something like, what's it called, Rashi says, by Gedudoyos. And the Rach says, Tosis brings down, that a pagum is a building that was built, something like a chicken coop, but it's not a chicken coop. It's for his other purposes, living purposes. And the Meiri says it's a unfinished house. They finished three walls, and it's there in the end of the city. Gedudoyos, Rashi says, a house that originally was okay, and then it got destroyed, and there's only three walls left of it. The Rambam says originally it was built like that, some kind of tzrif or whatever, without a roof and with three walls. And the Meiri says some kind of natural thing with walls that weren't built. Just like a natural thing that has three mechitzas by nature. A little, hill or something like that, that has three mechitzas. That also, people can, you know, go there for shelter. A shelter that's made, Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Tani Ma'abrin, Chad Tani Me'abrin. Rabbi Shmuel argue, how you read the Mishnah, what's written in the Mishnah. Was the Mishnah meant to say Ma'abrin with an ayin, like a pregnant woman? Or one said Ma'abrin, like aver, limbs, has extra limbs. Mandatani ma'abrin, aver. Mandatani ma'abrin, kisha ubra. Okay, so that's a machlokas. And I saw an interesting shot who says this. Don't remember, I saw where who says it. Somebody says, interesting shot, there's a difference halachically between these two shot. Like I told you before, there's a machlokas whether you always add 70 amas to a city, no matter what. Okay? Even if it's straight, there's always an extra 70 amas. Or not, that doesn't apply to a single city, it only applies if you have two cities, one next to each other. So if you learn, it's ma'abrim, like limbs a person always has. So then you always add some addition. But if it's like a pregnant woman, she's not always pregnant. So therefore, it's only sometimes that you add that addition. So now, since we went into different meanings of different things, so now the Gemara is going to bring a host of other things that are not connected directly, but loosely the same idea. Ma'aras ha-machpela, Rav Shmuel, and they're both machlokes and Rav Shmuel. Chad amar shnei batim zelefni mizeh. Why is it called machpela, a double cave? Because it had two rooms, one inside the other. Right? In other words, an outer room and an inner chamber. The other one said it was double because it had a top and bottom. Room on top, room on bottom. Bishlam al gav hainu machpela. One on top of the other is a double cave. El laman diomer shnei batim zelef nimi zeh, my machpela. Right, l'chara, that's not called double. House has two rooms, I call it double house. It's a house with two rooms. So a cave with two rooms, I call it double cave. So obviously the question over here is that the Chara, they're both explaining why it's called Maris HaMachpelah. So if he said already the reason it's called Machpelah because it's a room, how do you know it's a room inside a room? If not from the word Machpelah. So the Mepharshim explain that each one had a Mesorah, how it looked. That's not the reason, they're not learning it from the word Machpelah. They're explaining what the Maris Machpelah was, not because of the language. Now we know how they had a Masorah, why is it called Machpelah? So, my Machpelah, she kfula bezugos. It was doubled with many pairs of people. Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah. Okay. Now, obviously, Avraham Avinu couldn't have called it Moras HaMachpela because there weren't a lot of Zukos there, right, till later. So he called it Machpela to make sure that he got both rooms. So for the sake of being Mavar his Mecca, to being clear that there were two rooms that he was buying, he called a two-room cave Machpela. But we don't refer to it like that. So later on, we continued calling it Machpela because of the Zugos that were buried there. That's what the Marsha says. But Lamaisa, I really don't understand 100% what the question was. By the time Avraham Avinu buried Sarah there, there was another pair, Adam and Chava. And he knew that he was going to be buried there. So he already had Kfula Bezugos. He didn't maybe know there would be other Zugos, but at least it was double Zugos. There were two Zugos already potentially there. Because Sarah already was buried, he already had a plot, set aside for himself. Rashi. Chatoni ma'abrin ba'aleth, aver, shemosifin lo evarim. You add limbs to the city. Shemyesh aver, shiyotzi minoir, bekerim mizrachis dromis. There's a limb that sticks out in the southeast side. Roi kilo aver, gam bekerim mizrachis dromis. You look as if there's a limb on the northeast side. Umoldi misham, and you make the measure from there. Maras ha-machpela, mishum de pligi v'mashmos loshen ha-machpela, nachet lahacha. So it's just like, there's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, if it's ayin or aleph, so to hear, what's machpela mean? Mishum de pligi nami belishin of asnisim, v'chein ba'am rotha, v'chein ba'melechot, saying the other machlokas and the Gemara is going to bring down. Okay, shnei batim ha-yuba, zelefni mizeh, like the picture. Ba'yis v'aliyah havik fula v'shtei tikros. It was double with two roofs. Two rooms isn't called double, just two rooms. Kulan ishto. They were all buried by pair. Mamre Kiryas Arba. What does that mean? Amr of Yitzchak, Kiryas Ha'arba Zugos. It's the place where four, what's it called, pairs were buried. Adam B'chava, Avram B'sara, Yitzchak B'rivka, Yaakov B'leih. Those are the four pairs that were buried there. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Vayihibi Me'amrotha, right, who was Amrotha? What was his real name? Rav Shmuel, Chalamer Nimrod Shmo. Everybody holds that Amrothel and Nimrod were the same person. And the Farshim explain because what I told you just before about they had a Masorah and he called it Machpelah. That's a Ben Yoyada, not the Marsha. The Marsha says that there's an Afkamina, the Iyun Yaakov says there's an Afkamina how the cave was, who's more important? The Avos or Adam and Chava. If it was buried one on top of the other, so Adam and Chava were already on the bottom floor, and the Avos were on top, so they were more important. They had the upper. But if already Adam and Chava were in the inner sanctum, and they were buried outside, then Adam and Chava were more chashim, and the Avos were less chashim. Okay. The Marsha says that everybody held that Amrothel and Nimrod were the same person, because it says by Nimrod, Hu Heichel Lios Gibor Tzayed Lefnei Hashem. And they learned that means he was the first one to start a war. And we know the first war mentioned in the Torah was with Amrothel. So they must have been the same person. Okay. So the question is, what was his real name? Chad Omer Nimrod Shmo. V'loma Nikra Shmo Amrothel. Sh'omar V'hipul Avrom Avinu V'sokif Shemaish. His real name was Nimrod. And he was called Amrothel because he told Avram to jump into the furnace. The Chad Omer Amrothel Shmo, one said his real name was Amrothel. The Lama Nikra Shmo Nimrod, Shehimri is Kol Olam Kula Olav the Malchusa, that he made the whole world rebel against the Rabbanu Shalom. Rashi Olav Klapi Mala, that the Shekinu Chacholim Doshona, but Himrud Olav means he made the world rebel against himself. But that's the way Chazal speak. They make a euphemism, keenly, right? Instead of saying that he rebelled against God, he meant rebelled against himself.
Vayakob Nelechadosh HaMitzrayim, Rabu Shmuel, Chadomer Chadosh Mamish, one said he was a new king Mamish, Vachadomer Shinishachu Gzerosot, and one said that he just renewed his decrees, he changed his agenda, changed his policies. Mandi Omer Chadosh Mamish, the Steve Chadosh. The one who says new, says new. Mandi Omer Shinishachu Gzerosot, Midlok Siva Yomas Vayimloch. Since it didn't say Vayomas, Paro, Vayimloch, Paro Chadosh, Mashman is talking about the same one. So what's the Chadosh? His policies. Mer says, L'mandi Omer Shinishachu Gzerosot, Hoksiva Shaliotas Yosef. The Maisa, how could it be it's the same king? He didn't know Yosef. He knew Yosef as the same parah. Maya Shalodes Yosef, David Domi, Commandalo Yodla Yosef Klan. He made himself like he didn't know Yosef. Okay. And a lot of people learn the question over here, whether it's a Melech Chodesh or not, doesn't mean it was the same exact king. Because then Paro lived it tremendously a long time. But it means was it the same dynasty or not. Right? And then if it was a different dynasty, then there's no problem of how he didn't know Yosef. If it was the same dynasty, then it's a question. How could the same dynasty not know Yosef? Okay, Rashi. Midloksi vayomas zeh vayimloch ploni takto. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Yud ches yomim gidalti etzer Rav Oshia b'ribi. 18 days I grew up, meaning I spent 18 days by Rav Oshia. B'ribi is a title of godless, the godl. Like I would say, B'ribi means the ha-godl. V'lo lomadeti mimenu el adover echad the mishnosenu. And in those 18 days, I only learned one thing from him from the mission. Ketzad ma'abrin esha'arim ba'alef. I learned from him in those 18 days that ketzad ma'abrin is with an aleph. Stanley, what he meant in those 18 days, I didn't learn any chedushim. This is the only thing I didn't know, and that's when we got to this mishnah. He told me, he says everything was bal peh, right? So he couldn't see if it was an aleph or an ayin, even though you could hear probably in the way they said it. But I understood from the way he read the mishnah that it's from an abram with an aleph, not with an ayin. Amy, Bavra Yochanan Yud Beis Talmidim Hayul Rav Oshia Baribi, the Yud Ches Yomim Gidalki Beinayim. I, Rav Yochanan said in another place that Rabbi Oshia Baribi had 12 Talmidim, and he was with them for 18 days. V'lamadati leiv. V'lamadati leiv kol echad ve'echad, v'chochmas kol echad ve'echad. Leiv kol echad ve'echad, v'chochmas kol echad ve'echad gomar. Gomorrah lo gomar. So the Chara, we see, learned a lot more things in those 18 days, not just one thing. Right, he learned, the Rashi says, the lave means what their chidud was, how sharp they were. And chachma, how much they knew. How much bikiyim they were, that's chachma, and how much, what's it called, harifim they were. He was able to assess their sharpness and the amount of learning that they did, both the quality and the quantity of their learning. So the Gemara says, it's a stira. Now Tosus brings down over here that there's other places where it says that Rabbi Yochanan learned other things, asked things from Rabbi Oshia Baribi. So he says for sure he spent other times. In those 18 days, he only learned this. So the question is, if that's the case, then maybe this is a different 18 days. So I think the Marsha says, no, since it says 18 days, it is there other times, but it mentions specifically 18 days. That was the time he was there for 18 days, was one time. And if he learned these other things, Lachara, then he didn't learn only one thing during those 18 days. So Gemara says, yeah, he learned a lot of things. But from Gemara, he only learned one thing. Otherwise, he learned a lot of extraneous things. He learned to assess their chachma, whatever. That wasn't Gemara. But in Gemara, he learned one thing, meaning the Mishnah. Iboy Seima, Minayu Ditu Gomar. The other things he learned from his Talmidim. He learned plenty of things from the Talmidim. But from Rav Oshia Baribi himself, during those 18 days, he learned one thing. Okay. Another answer. Dover Echad the Mishnah Seinu Kamer. I learned one thing in the Mishnah. I learned other things in learning. But from the Mishnah, one thing was I learned. Other things were prices, were whatever, were members of Chachamim. But from the Mishnah, I learned one thing. Rashi. Oshia Baribi, Adam Godel Bedoro. The Chol Hecha Dekori Baribi Hachi Perusho. Baribi means a Godel Ador. Leiv Kol Echa Dechot, Kama Hayim Bechudat. Kolomar Bekula Nikarti Macharifu Sheshu Zenizeh. I was able to assess how sharp each one was relative to the others. The Chochmas Kol Echa Dechot, Kama Zech Chocha Mizeh, the Kama Lomad Yosri Meru. And also was able to assess how much they actually learned. Their quantity of learning. Iboy Yisema, and who else says? The Eitz Yosef says that Leiv Kol Echad their midos. I was able to assess each one what their midos were, and Chachma was their Chachma. And he mentioned the midos first because their Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Iboy Yisema, the Mishnah Seinu Lolomad El Dover Echad, Avo Brais Osukmaras Gomer Tuva. The Omer of Yochanan, Kishayinu Lomdim Torah Eitz Raboshia, Baribi, probably that's a hay over here that should be an addition. Should say Raboshia Baribi. Hayinu Yoshin Arba Arba Ba'ama. We sat four to every Amma, four of us in every Amma. The Marsha learns that we're talking about an Amma by a Tefach. So each person, therefore, was in one Tefach to himself, which was like a nace, that they were able to, the Amma Yosef says, no, Amma means an Amma by an Amma. So they had a lot more space. I mean, a square Amma, right, which is 16 square tvachim. So if they had four people, each one had four tvachim, square, in that area. Omar Rebbe, Kshayinu Lomdim Torah Tzor Rebbe Lezer Ben Shamua, Hayinu Yoshu Shisha Shisha Ba'am. And who says over here, the Ben Yoyada, that in the time of Rebbe Lezer Ben Shamua, they learned six story. In the time of Rebbe Lezer, they only learned four story. So they were zochet to be able to sit six in an Amma, and they only was zochet to four in an Amma. Those things were not, they didn't have room. There were so many people learning. V'amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Oshia Baribi Bedoro, Rav Meir Bedoro. Rav Oshia Baribi in his door was like Rav Meir in his door. Mar Rav Meir Bedoro, Lo Yochlu Chaver of Lamar Asot Daito. Right? Rav Meir, that's why the halacha is many times not like Rav Meir, because they couldn't fathom his svaras. He was beyond the grasp of the average Talmud Chacham. Afrav Oshia Lo Yochu Chaver of Lav Nosov Daito. He also was way beyond the grasp of the other Talmud Chacham. The Omer of Yochanan, Liban Shorishonim Kipisho Sha'ula. The understanding of the Rishonim was as wide as the Pesach of the Ulam. Later generations were only like the Heichel, 20 Amos. This one was 40 Amos. This is 20 Amos. The Anu Kamole Nekev Machat Sitkis. And where our hearts are open like a pinhole. Rishonim, who are the Rishonim, whose hearts were so open? Rabbi Akiva. Who are the Achronim, the later generations? Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. And the Rabbi Yochanan. Was the current generation. Ika the Amri Vishonim Rabbaz and Shemua. Some say no, Rabbi Lazar and Shemua was the earlier door whose heart was open in 40 Amos. Achronim Raboshia Baribi. The Anu Kimole Nek of Machat Sidkis, Rabbi Yochanan said. Rashi. Shisha Ba'ama Shahayinu Miskarvim Lashmovi Piv Vidokin Zed Zed. We crowded in to listen his Torah. We crowded in six in every Am. Rav Meir lo amdu chaver v'asof daito kin amrinu perakama shoya omer al tomei Torah marapani. Rav Meir could show reason to say something is tar when it was tameh, and vice versa. He was extremely sharp. Pesach ulam, rechav chav, v'shalhechel yodah. The ulam was 20 amas wide, and the hechel was 10 amas wide. Sidkis, machat shetofen bas, sidke begadim, v'hu dak biyosef. It's a regular clothes needle that you sew the tears in clothing. That's a small needle. It's not you don't sew tents with it or whatever. Rashi, right. Amar Abaye. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. We're like a pinhole, like the eye of a needle. That's the eye of a needle. Abaye says, Vanan, ki sichta biguda ligmar. And we're like a, what's it called? Like a peg that you put into the wall, right? And it goes in very, very difficult. So too, we're like that peg, Rashi says, ki yosei chinoatzinosa makosa, benekev tzar. You put the peg into the wall in a small hole, you drill a small hole, you put the peg in, v'nichlus bedokhe, kach ein yicholinon lahavi, mashar shomu ki ma'at makoshi. We're like that peg. It goes in with great difficulty. The chachma goes into us with great speed difficulty. Omar Rava, v'anan ki etzvosa bekira l'svari. And Rava said, we're like when you put your hand into wax. It stays, what's it called, for a little while, and then you take your finger away, it bounces back. It's like it never was there. So for svara, that's like we are. It's not Rashi. Ke'etzva bekira b'shaiva. Put your hand into wax. Kasha she'enu etzva yochli kanes b'socha ela medavik ma'an. You can't put your hand into it. A little bit, you can get into the wax. So that's why for svara, we're very difficult for us to really understand or to say a svara. Omer Ravashi, anan ke'etzvasa b'bira l'shikha. And Ravashi said, when it comes to forgetting, we're like ke'etzva v'bira. K'shem sha'etzva noach likonis b'piyabor, kachonu mehira l'shkoa. You can put your finger into the opening of a bore, there's no problem. So the same thing, it's very easy for us to forget. We're like putting the finger into the bore for forgetting. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav. B'nei Yehuda shikpidu al shona. The people who lived in the area of Eretz Israel, of Yehuda, which was Binyamin and Shimon, all were in this area, Eretz Binyamin, Matei Binyamin. So they were careful how either that they spoke Lashon Nekiyah, and therefore in that schos, their Torah was protected for them, or they were matbid to speak clearly and explain things clearly, enunciate things clearly, and that way their chachma stayed with them because they knew it, right? And they were machped also to say things concisely. They didn't. They weren't verbose. So there, the Talmidim learned, and they remembered, and they understood. Niskayma Torasa Biyadam. B'nei Galil, the people in the Galil, which means everywhere else in Eretz Israel, not Eretz Yehuda, right? Shaloik Pidu Alashona. They weren't so careful how they spoke. Either they didn't speak nicely, or they didn't clarify things. And they were too verbose. Lo niskayim v'toras and the other. So the Torah was not niskayim by them. Rashi. Shikpidu al shona. Ledaber b'loshin tzach. They spoke clearly. V'lo b'loshin neguna. No, they spoke nicely. And not in a gross, what's the word I'm looking for? Gas. B'loshin gas. Doesn't mean that they said things that were awesome and curse. They just didn't speak refined, unrefined, an unrefined way. So that's how the Gemara thought in the beginning. That it means that they spoke refined language. The other ones spoke more unrefined, more gas, Russian gas. What's the word for it? Huh? Coarse. Yeah, that's the word. They spoke coarsely. Learning, if you learn or not, it depends if you speak coarsely or you speak refined. The pshat is that they spoke in a much clearer way, and they were able to allocate simonim for their learning, so they'd remember it. Right? They, everything was clear and compartmentalized. They weren't so medayik in how they spoke. So they didn't have everything clear. Everything was not so clear, not compartmentalized. They didn't have siman and everything down pat. The Torah didn't stay by them. They forgot it. Bnei Yehuda gomru michad rabba, the sky mitzvahs from the other. Another thing, the people lived in Yehuda used to learn by one rebbe. So they learned by one rebbe. They remembered what they learned. Bnei Gol to lo gomru michad rabba, lo the sky mitzvahs from the other. But Bnei Gol used to learn from one to another, and everyone had their different style, and eventually they forgot it because they didn't get used to any one style to remember it. Rashi. The Daiki Lishna, Lazar Vosan Lashon. They used to learn it in a clear, concise way, review it the same way. Yodim Vosan Lashon Shoshami Mirabba. And they would review it the same way the Rebbe said it. The Rebbe said it clear and concise, they would review it. Since it was clear to them, they were able to compartmentalize it and give simonim. Make everything put in its proper place with a hint to remember it. Zuachazu, mitoka, show you medakin in Beloshin, yodim lani of simonim, noim, vein mishtachim yet. They knew how to make mnemonics because everything was clear to them. Mishtachim, menichin simonim. Lo gamri michad rabba, while you show me mizem Beloshin zeh, mizem Beloshin acher. Everybody had their own style. Even though the text was the same, the content was the same, but the style was different. Since they heard it in all these different styles, right? They forgot it. Rashi in Tosfos says that there's a time when learning from one Rebbe is better than learning from a lot of different Rebbe, and there's a time to what's it called? When you're learning subject matter, it's good to learn originally from one Rebbe. So you get all the subject matter in one style. But when you're learning how to think, right, and how to analyze it, then it's good to get a lot of different perspectives. So then it says whoever learns from one Rebbe is not a chacham. So it's good to learn from a lot of people when you're learning how to analyze things. And it's good to learn from one Rebbe when you're learning material. Okay. Bnei Yehuda, now Ravina Amar. Bnei Yehuda de Golu Masechta. Rashi says Golu Masechta, Limdu Achev, Kav Shamati. Golu Masechta means they taught other people. So in Yehuda, they not only learned, they also taught. They taught other people. Lavdavka in school. They taught their chavrusa. The sky of Torah of the other. So by teaching it over to others, it was the sky by them. Bnei Gol to lo Gol Masechta, lo the sky of Torah of the other. But Bnei Gol, they were not Megala Masechta, they didn't teach others, and therefore their Torah didn't remain by them. Meiri says that the Gol Masechta, he says an interesting thing. They used to put up maramakomos before they gave the shiur. So they were megala what they were going to learn, and people prepared ahead of time. In Galil, they never put up maramakomos. They went into the shiur cold, so they never had a chance to prepare. So they weren't loniskayma tarasa. Rashi says lashon acher, before shim shmuel seyem adapting the time of shodaver achim es yashim b'lima. Galil mesecha means they opened it up. And thoroughly learned it, so they were in the sky. The other ones didn't learn it thoroughly. Okay. David Goli Masechta, Shaul lo Goli Masechta. David HaMelech, when he learned, either he put up Maran Mekomos, he taught other people, and he learned thoroughly. And Shaul didn't do any of those things. He didn't put up Maran Mekomos. He didn't learn it thoroughly. And he didn't teach others. David the Goli Masechta Ksibe Yirei Echa Yirulni V'Yismachu. by David it says, the people that fear me will be happy, because they, what's it called? Ein simcha katoras hasekes. Right? The greatest happiness is when you're clear about something. So the people who learned with David HaMelech had clarity, so they were happy. Shaul, the lo gali mesechta, Shaul, where everything was unclear, ksivei, eskol asher yifne, yarshia. Wherever he turned, yarshia, so the pashup shad yarshia is, he was not, what's it called, successful. So his learning wasn't successful. Rashi, David, the gali mesechta, kidavrim brachas, sheyogei b'toru, mora horos. He's the Paschal Shilas, so he taught other people. He the Omer Yodai Meluchlachos Bedav Ushfir the Shilya, the Omer that he boshes Rebbe Yofed Danti Yofed Zachisu and Brachos. He used to say to his Rebbe, "Did I Paschal right?" So obviously he was teaching other people, Paschaling for other people. Rami Novi Boy Cotton Adino Haetzni Yoshe B'Sheves Tachmoni Zed David. David Amelech was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Yarshia Lo Hayezoch LaHoros Kalacha. Yarshia means he wasn't matzliach, and wasn't matzliach. He wasn't able to pass Shilas properly. He wasn't asukish ma'isa li b'dehilchusah.